Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting second. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hildebrand. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Peete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Clint Brown. And now, play ball. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hughes moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields the ball and throws to Brown covering. Safe. Hughes moves to third. Hale moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hughes scores. Hale scores. There goes Averill trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hughes catches it and throws to first to double up Rosenthal. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Krivic. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to third. One out. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hughes. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Hughes steals second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-0 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker pinch hits for Clint Brown. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Pete scores. Walker moves to third. It's 5-1, Indians. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker scores. Radcliffe scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Rosenthal moves to second. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura hits a fly ball into left field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Italo Cellini now pitching. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0 for 1 in the game. Hildebrand hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hale hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a pop-up towards third. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pete takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. Campbell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Campbell. Appling scores. Pete moves to third. It's 6-4, Indians. Italo Cellini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cellini hits a ball on the ground for an out. Pete scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 6-5, Indians. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Trotsky strikes out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick pinch hits for Bruce Campbell. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a pop-up beyond short. Appling can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Weatherly moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Weatherly moves to third. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vosmick. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Vosmick steals second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker is walked intentionally. George Uhl pinch hits for Oral Hildebrand. George Uhl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhl hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Vosmak now playing left field. Roy Weatherly now playing right field. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosenthal bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker misplays the ball. That's an error on Knickerbocker. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Bonura reaches third base with a triple. Krivic goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 6, White Sox, 6. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hughes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hughes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hughes moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Averill bunts towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hughes moves to third. Hale moves to second. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky is walked intentionally. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields it and throws to home to get Hughes. Hale moves to third. Trosky moves to second. Two outs. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vosmak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale scores. Trosky scores. Weatherly moves to second. It's 8-6, Indians. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pete hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Pete reaches second base with a double. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete scores. It's 8-7, Indians. Italo Cellini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cellini is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cellini hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Denny Gailhouse now pitching. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. Sewell scores. One out. It's Indians, 8, White Sox, 8. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Rosenthal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to third. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe scores. Rosenthal moves to second. Two outs. It's 9-8, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Bonura is hit by the pitch. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Knickerbocker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 9, White Sox, 9. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse hits a line drive into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Hughes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Hale reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill is walked intentionally. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Trotsky hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Pete hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 9. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Italo Cellini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cellini is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cellini hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Rosenthal hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Weatherly, who is chasing the ball. Rosenthal reaches third base with a triple. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosenthal scores. It's 10-9, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krivic. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Krivic steals second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Greek George pinch hits for Denny Galehouse. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hale moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Hale scores. Averill moves to third. It's Indians, 10, White Sox, 10. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 10. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Allen now pitching. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-4 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Pete hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Pete reaches third base with a triple. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mulehaus pinch hits for Italo Cellini. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 10. The Indians will come to bat. Sugar Cane now pitching. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to third. Knickerbocker moves to second. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to home to get Sullivan. Knickerbocker moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 3-for-6 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hughes takes first base on ball 4. Allen moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 10. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Weatherly, who is chasing the ball. Radcliffe reaches third base with a triple. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 4-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosenthal is walked intentionally. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Krivic is walked intentionally. Rosenthal moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Bonura strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. Rosenthal moves to third. Krivic moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 10. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.